You're listening to a message from Victory.
Magandang hapon, Victory! Welcome to our 3 PM online worship service. Hindi po ako makapaniwala that this is now our 7th week doing online ever since we started back in March. If this is your first time to tune in with us, we would like to welcome you. Maraming salamat for joining us. We are Victory and we exist to honor God and make disciples. We are thankful to God that in spite of our physical limitations to be together in one place, meron pa rin po tayong opportunity to come together for a time of worship. And I hope that you are excited just as I am to worship God through songs, in our prayers, through our giving, and even as we hear the preaching of God's Word today. Bago po tayo umawit sa Panginoon, let me just read from Psalm 86, 9-10. It says, "All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name, for you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God." Let me just pray. Lord, we thank you that we are able to come and worship and glorify you. Thank you, Lord, that you are doing great things and wondrous things in our lives. And I pray, Father, that you will continuously do so for the rest of our lives. Lord, for this, we worship you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us all worship the Lord with gladness in our hearts.
Kapangyarihan at kalwalhatian. maigit. Ang ngalan mo ay kaligtasan ko. Ang iyong kahari, ang aking adin. O Diyos na langit ko'y maghari. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, God. We recognize your goodness. We recognize your kindness, God. Even in the presence of loss and pain, you are still good, God. What the enemy meant for evil, you're going to use it and turn it for good and for your glory and for your glory alone. Lord, we will choose to enter to your rest, God. We as your people, we humble ourselves before you, God, knowing that you are the blessed controller of everything. We give you praise. We give you glory for what you're about to do and keep on doing in our lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We will be partaking of the communion together as one church and as a family in remembrance of what Christ has done. How he saved us, how he secure our eternal destiny. Ihanda po natin ang ating tinapay and some drinks that you prepared for us to partake the communion together. Allow me to read in the book of 1 Corinthians 11, 23 up to 26. This is what the scripture says. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's all partake of the bread together. Lord, we recognize, God, by your stripes, we are healed. You are wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, God. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink from the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's all drink from the cup. Lord, we recognize that we are saved by grace, by grace and sustained by grace alone. Thank you for loving us who we are, for you to love us. Lord, you have our full attention right now. We may know everything, but we don't know a lot of things, God, and we will choose to submit to your lordship, knowing that you are the resurrected one, knowing you are the God who will intervene in the affairs of your people. And even as your church, you are called us to pray. Your word says, Lord, that your house will be called a house of prayer, and we will choose to pray. Church, We'll be praying right now. Some prayer items will be flashed on the screen. Group yourself. Gather as a family. Tayo po ay mananalangin at itataas natin ang ating mga pangailangan ng ating bansa sa ating Diyos. Sige po, tayo po ay manalangin. Please agree with me in prayer. Lord, thank you that spiritual awakening, salvation is taking place, Lord, in our nations right now. Lord, may you continually visit us, Lord God, in this season. We continually ask, Lord God, unity and wisdom to fall upon our leaders, Lord God. Even, Lord God, global leaders, as they find solutions in fighting COVID-19, Lord, we declare they will honor you and they will praise you for what you're about to do. Lord, likewise, pinataas po namin yung aming frontliners, Lord God. Supernatural protection will rest upon them. Lord, strength, peace, and hope will rest upon their hearts right now. And we declare it's taking place in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Alam niyo po, hindi sapat lang na we declare the word of God. We ought to demonstrate the love of God as well. Kaya po, at this point of time, we would like to show you our hashtag GoodNews2020. It's a church people initiatives to help people who are in need, lalo na po yung ating mga frontliners. Kaya ito po, let me just share si Raymundo Eslao, kasama po ng kanyang pamilya. He's one of our volunteers in the ushering ministry. Tumulong po sila, nagbigay sila ng mga pagkain sa mga checkpoints in Cainta at pati po yung mga street children na bigyan nila. On the other hand, pati po si Darin Viloria, one of our Victory Group leaders, nagpadala rin po siya ng personal protective equipments sa Eastern Marikina Dialysis Center and Amang Rodriguez Memorial Hospital. Nang nilagay po natin sa Facebook page, meron pong nag-donate at dinagdagan pa yung PPEs na yun. At ang plano po nila ay magbigay pa sa Cainta Municipal Hospital at Rizal Medical Center. Katulad po din ng couple na ito, si Ron and Mary Ann Yabot, they provide meals to those frontliners in Eastwood and to garbage collectors and security guards. Let me assure you right now that your labor of love will not be in vain. Maring ilang po sa atin, hindi ko nabanggit ang pangalan, patuloy niyo pong gawin na tumulong. Patuloy niyo pong mahayag ang kabutihan ng Panginoon sa buhay niyo po. The Lord will richly reward you. Why? The Lord created us to give. Even right now, in our time of giving, allow us to honor God. Allow us to worship God. That's why in the book of Deuteronomy, sabi po rito, every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. The the Lord given us capability to give. And the more we give, the more we will receive. And what our desire is to honor God in our giving, is to worship Him. Join me in prayer right now. Lord, You are the author of everything, God. Every good thing comes from You, God. Even everything that we enjoy. Thank You for a healthy body and healthy mind that You provided. Even, Lord God, in our giving right now. Lord, nais po namin mapapurihan Kayo at masamba Kayo. Inangkin namin, Panginoon, ang lahat ng bagay nang galing sa Inyo. And who we are to give, God. But You've given us an opportunity right now to give. And You open up doors of favor so we can be a blessing to many. And we declare Your kingdom will advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we would like to help you on how you can give online. Let's watch this video.
How do I give from home? Start by going to victory.org.ph/give to choose a location. You can use online banking with BPI, Metrobank, or Union Bank. If you use a different bank or if you have the cash on hand, you can opt for GCash. Another option is a direct deposit to one of our bank accounts. There are many ways to give from home. Choose the method that's best for you. For online banking, you'll be given a reference number and instructions for your specific bank. For GCash, register for a GCash account through the GCash app. Download it on your mobile via Google Play or the App Store. To give through GCash, just tap Pay QR and scan the QR code that appears on the giving page. Load up your GCash through a linked bank account or cash in at 7-Eleven and other authorized outlets. You can also give through credit card with Visa, MasterCard, and JCB. PayPal users can opt to give their tithes from our website. To make a direct bank deposit, you may deposit over the counter by visiting the branch nearest you, or you can transfer your tithes via online or mobile banking. There are so many ways to give. You can choose. For more details, go to victory.org.ph/give. In the midst of the changes we face around us, let us continue to anchor our faith in the God who never changes. We put our trust in Him, for He never fails. May the Lord continue to honor our faith in Him through our giving.
Thank you so much for honoring God with your giving. For further assistance, mobile numbers will flash on the screen. Ilagay po natin ang ating pangalan, Victory location at address, at tutulungan po tayo. Finally, let us all be excited in the preaching of God's word from one of our pastors.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me.
Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me through the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hi everyone! Welcome again to our online services this Sunday. Ikapitong Sunday na po natin ito, na hindi po tayo nakakapagsama-sama together in a community. But again, thank God for technology, na kahit po virtually, we're still here worshiping the Lord together. We're starting a brand new series. Ang title po ng series natin is Perspective. Sa Tagalog po, pananaw. Actually, sa lahat po ng nangyayari ngayon sa atin, marami pong reaction ng mga tao. Iba po, masaya. Kasi po, masaya sila dahil marami silang oras na nakapagpapahinga po sila. Marami po silang oras that they could spend with their family. Marami silang oras na nabawi, no? Imagine, hindi na sila na-stuck sa traffic, papunta at pauwi, galing sa eskwelahan at galing sa opisina. At marami rin natutuwa kasi nga, ang dami nilang natututunan ng mga bagong bagay. At higit sila, natutuwa sila kasi nakakapag-Netflix binging sila. Although meron naman pong mga tao na malungkot. Kasi kahit po walang masakyan ngayon, kailangan po nilang pumasok sa trabaho. Kung saan naglalakad po sila papunta at pauwi rin galing sa kanilang trabaho at sa kanilang bahay. So malungkot po sila. Malungkot din po yung iba dahil no pay, no work, no pay. Ang ibig po sabihin nun, wala rin kain. So malungkot po sila. At malungkot din po yung iba na nagserve at the front lines. Kasi po, kahit na po kailangan nilang magpahinga at makasama yung pamilya nila, they're actually risking their lives in serving people. So again, we want to thank them. Thank you so much for serving us. Okay? Malungkot po sila kasi hindi po na nakakasama yung pamilya nila. Malungkot din po yung iba kasi po, yung pong mga nawala ng mahal sa buhay, wala pong pwedeng makiramay sa kanila dahil po sa panahon ngayon. So malungkot po. Meron din naman pong iba, galit. Galit sa gobyerno. Galit sa tao. At higit sa lahat, galit sa Diyos. So yung pong mga reaksyon po na ito, actually, depende po ito sa ating pananaw. At yung pong pananaw natin, importante po ito kung saan po nakatutok yung ating pananaw. Kaya in this next 3 weeks po, napakaganda po na pag-usapan natin yung isa sa pinaka-paboritong psalm sa buong Biblia. Ito po yung maaring psalm na memorize mo ng bata ka pa. Maaring ito rin yung psalm na itinuro sa yung unang-una. At marami na pong mga awit na nahango sa psalm na ito. Ito po ang binabanggit ko pong psalm ay walang iba kundi yung Psalm 23. So, can we just all open our Bibles? Let's read Psalm 23. I'll be reading from English Standard Version. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray. Lord, thank You for Your word. Thank You that You are with us. And Lord, I pray by the power of Your Holy Spirit that You will speak to us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Let me start with a story. Meron pong magkaibigan na lumaki po sila together, close po sila, at isa po sa mga na-memorize nila na psalm, ito pong Psalm 23. Talagang paborito po nila ito, and they kept on reciting it together. But later in life, nagkahiwalay po sila. One guy ended up, really followed his passion in acting and actually became a very successful actor. And the other guy pursued the call of God in his life also, which is to become a minister. At the end of the career of this actor, his friends threw a party for him. And he was given the freedom to invite people whoever he wants. So one of the people that he invited to this party is his friend. Okay, this friend who became a minister. So that, the minister came to the party, medyo uneasy siya kasi hindi siya sanay sa crowd na nando doon. And lo and behold, the crowd actually asked the actor requested for him to perform one last time in an audience. And the actor said, okay, I'll do it. Pero let me call my friend also because I want him to do what I will do on stage. And so his friend, okay, again, hindi kilala yung friend niya, yung mga kasama niya dun sa mga karamihan sa bisita. And yet, yung friend niya pumalik sa stage with him. And then he said, ang gagawin po na, gagawin natin is we will recite our favorite song, Psalm 23. And so the actor proceeded and recited Psalm 23. He recited it with so much passion and emotion that people were so touched. Grabe talagang yung mga tao pagkatapos ng ganyang performance. Sigawan, palakpakan, ang ingay ng mga tao. And then came the turn of the minister. Yung minister medyo uneasy siya. Hindi niya lang paano kaya niya i-recite ito kasi grabe ang ganda ng pagkakagawa nung kanyang kaibigan. But then he remembered how he read Psalm 23 to people doon sa mga funeral at sa hospitals. And that is how he recited Psalm 23. And after he recited it, the place was so quiet that you could actually hear a pin drop. You know, in that story, we will go back to that story later. But, you know, David, in this song, is actually teaching us a lot of things. But the first thing he wants to teach us is actually in verse 1. And that's actually what we will study lang for the entire time. Psalm 23, verse 1, where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So proceed, let's proceed. So point number 1 na din, the shepherd provides for the sheep. You know, when we read that verse, okay, it's interesting to actually note yung kung paano po siya isinulat sa ibang version. No? Let me just read to you some of the versions, alright? Sabi sa iba, "I will not lack anything." The NLT says, "I have all that I need." The Message Bible says, "I don't need a thing." Ang salita ng Diyos, ito pong sinasabi, "Hindi ako magkukulang ng anuman." Isn't that amazing? So si David was saying, okay, that when he said this, he said, "I shall not lack anything. I will always have everything I need." Kasi po, yung ginamit pong verb tense dito is imperfect. Ibig pong sabihin nun, hindi pa tapos yung action. Action, yung gawain, yung activity, is keep on doing, you know, patuloy siyang gumagawa. Patuloy na nangyayari. So, ang tanongan natin, kailan ba tayo may pangangailangan? Aba, syempre, ngayon po lahat tayo may pangangailangan. Di ba? Because we're in the middle of this quarantine, lahat po tayo may pangangailangan. Pero another tanong is, kailan po nagpo-provide ang shepherd? Kailan po siya nag-provide? See, maraming beses na natin itong nabasa, maraming beses na natin itong narinig, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Minsan po iniisip na, alam ko na yan, narinig ko na yan. Pero, naiintindihan po ba talaga natin ang sinasabi ni David dito sa Psalm verse 1 na ito, 23 verse 1. Kasi, pag inintindi po natin ito, I think it will bring encouragement to our hearts. Let me just rephrase what Psalm, that sentence to us, no? To pagtitingnan po natin yung verb tense, ito po ang gustong sabihin ni David. Ang sabi ni David, "The Lord is my shepherd, I was not in need. I am not in need. I will not be in need." Okay, kung medyo malabo pa po sa inyan, this is what David is actually saying. The shepherd keeps on providing for me. The shepherd repeatedly provided for me and will continue to provide for me. So, pag tinignan po natin ito, David is saying that the provision of the Lord does not come lang now. But, David has experienced this from the very start of his life, in the past, in the future, at present, na i-experience niya yung provision ni Lord. Alam mo, yung mga sheep talaga, hindi po yan nag-worry. Wala kang makikita ng sheep na nadidepress kasi wala siyang makain. At hindi rin nagsasariling kayod ang sheep. Because they're always dependent on the shepherd. Actually, meron pong tatlong characteristics ang sheep. And we'll talk about that later. Pero ito po muna, maiba lang po tayo. Kung meron po kayong anak ngayon na medyo bata pa, tanongin niyo po sila, anong animal ang gusto mo na mag-describe sa buhay mo? Pakinggan niyo lang po kung maririnig niyo po yung sheep. Ito po another interesting thing. Pag tinignan niyo po yung mga emblem ng mga bansa, wala po akong nakitang bansa na ang gusto nilang representation ng kanilang bayan, sheep. Marami po leon, marami po tiger, marami po bear, marami ibon, pero none of the nation would want to be represented by a sheep. Why? Kasi po may tatlong characteristics nga po ang sheep. Number one, they're dependent. They're defenseless. And they are helpless. David was quite familiar with that characteristics of a sheep. Why? Because he was a shepherd boy before he became a king. Natatandaan niyo pa po ba yun? Yung story dun sa 1 Samuel chapter 16. Balikan niyo na lang po kung nakalimutan niyo na. Read it in 1 Samuel chapter 16 hanggang 17 para makita niyo po kung ano po ba yung buhay ni David before he became a king. Actually, the Bible will tell us that David was a man after God's own heart. The shepherd boy became the greatest king in the nation of Israel. And yet, at the end of his life, I think this you know, this is my opinion po. I think po, itong chapter 23 ng Psalm was written towards the end of the life of David. This is a time where he have already experienced a lot of things in his life. And this is what he's saying, okay? He's a successful king. No other king talagang naging kapareho ni David. Siya po yung pinakamagaling. And yet, he likened himself to a sheep. Someone who is dependent, defenseless, and helpless. Talking about humility, di ba? Tayo po, ayaw po natin noon, di ba? Ayaw natin nasabihan tayo ng tao na dependent ka. Ayaw natin masabihan tayo ng tao na defenseless ka. Ayaw natin masabihan tayo ng tao na helpless ka. Gusto natin, we're in control of our life. We want to tell people, I'm self-reliant. I don't need anyone. I'm independent. I don't want people telling me what to do. And yet David in his life knew that he needed, if he wants the Lord, the shepherd to provide for him continuously, kailangan maging sheep siya. Kailangan dependent siya kay God. Dependent siya sa shepherd niya. That's why David said, I will not be in lack. Will not be in lack. And I am not in lack. Why? Because the shepherd has provided, is providing, and will continue to provide. Here's another thing. Psalm 37, verse 25 and 26. Ito pong sinasabi ni David. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen a righteous forsaken, or his children begging for bread. He is ever lending generously, and his children become a blessing. Towards the end of his life, David ever lending generously because he knew that his shepherd will provide for him. Let me just share with you po some stories, no? Nag-post po ako sa Facebook. Nung po sa ating sa Facebook, sabi ko, share nyo naman kung paano nag-provide sa inyo si Lord at this time. Here is one testimony ni Sab. Okay, tatlong bagay po yung sinasabi niya rito, no? Pero let me just focus on one, no? Sa small business po namin, we were expecting a downtime. But praise God, we sold more Bibles and art supplies in the past months than in other months. We're not happy because of the sales. We're very happy because God's word is spreading to a wider reach and at a faster rate at this time. Okay, sabi nga ni Sab, no, ang dami pong umuorder sa kanya ng Bible ngayon kung saang-saang lugar. Because the, you know, people are so open. Okay, here's another one. Annalyn naman sabi niya, God was able to answer our prayers by providing me new online duties. Okay, despite this crisis, I got 3 long-term online tutorial. Another blessing is 2 of the 3 kids got 2 hours per day. Until now, Mark and I, yung husband po niya, and I are really amazed and kilig, okay, sa ginagawa ni Lord. Here's another testimony. Okay, ito, I like this kasi yung provision ni Lord hindi lamang po sa material na bagay, kundi pati sa pag-ayos ng mga pamilya, yung restoring relationship. Leia, sabi ni Leia, I'm so grateful that the Lord, okay, is doing something. Hindi niya kami inaalaw na ma-stress, okay, na mangamba sa financial. And yet, etong sinabi niya, okay, nagkaroon po ng healing sa puso at forgiveness between me and my siblings. And ganun din po ang nangyari sa husband niya, si Ira. I had to learn to forgive her sister and express this love towards her. Pinamimili niya po ng grocery yung sister niya ngayon. Here's another testimony. Okay, ito, gustong-gusto ko ito. Simpleng bagay lang. No? Sabi ni Beryl, sabi niya, may bigla pong nagpapadala at biglang may magdadala ng mga surprise foods na namimiss namin. Yung wishful thinking lang kay Lord, pero binibigay niya, kagaya po ng bagoong at green mangoes, grapes, donuts, sweet corn, at fast food, spaghetti at burgers. Hashtag, Jesus is the sweetest. Here's another one. Here's another one. Si Richard de la Cruz. Okay, Richard de la Cruz, sabi niya, no work, despite no work, no paying status ng wife ko now, at siya nade-deploy sa other account, okay, the Lord made sure that they were covered financially. Sabi nga niya, no fear, no doubt, just being thankful. At tinitingnan namin ano yung tinuturo ni Lord sa amin ng pamilya through this crisis. And then the following day, nag-message ulit si Richard. Sabi niya, praise God, Pastor Alfred. Okay, I received a good news today. With faith and prayer, I had my final interview to the new account. Okay, and last night. And this morning, I received a text na okay na I was accepted to the campaign, to the company, and tuloy-tuloy na ang trabaho. God will always provide. Okay, here's one last one. Okay, si MJ, itong sabi niya, natutuwa siya sa husband niya, no? Kasi even before the ECQ, na-close ng deal yung husband niya. Okay, and then 1/4 pa lang yung nare-receive nila na commission, and yet proud na proud siya sa husband niya. Kasi nga, yung husband niya, napaka-cheerful na giver. It doesn't matter kung magkano kailangan niya ibigay kagad sa tithes and sa offering niya. You know, he gives it generously and with a cheerful heart. So sabi niya, I'm so proud of my husband. Okay? And talagang iba lang si Lord, no? He provides, and kaya sabi nga, we are blessed to be a blessing, and Christ blesses us, not just for our own consumption. So that is just testimony of today, no? Kung paano nagpo-provide si Lord. Because God, the shepherd, provides for the sheep. Point number 2. Kasi magtataka ka eh. Bakit si David, kaya niyang sabihin yung mga bagay na yan? Kasi kailangan po natin balikan. Sino po ba yung shepherd ni David? Let's look again at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Okay? Tingnan po natin yun. The Lord is my shepherd. So, point number 2 po natin is that the Lord is the shepherd. Okay, it's not just someone else's shepherd, it is the Lord Himself. Now, ito lang pong gusto kong i-observe nyo, no? Pagka nagpapasa po tayo ng Bible, we need to observe, pag po yung letter ng yung word na Lord, pagka po capital po lahat ng letters, iba pong ibig sabihin nun, at kapag po hindi po lahat capital letters. Pag yung capital letter lang is yung L, that's a different one. It's just a name of God, which is actually another name for God. But when you see that word, okay, Lord, in 4 capital letters, ibig mong sabihin nun, it's actually Yahweh. Yahweh is the personal name of God. Yung pong Yahweh, pag tinignan po natin yan, it's the personal name of God, at napaka-special nitong title na ito. And so what David is saying, this is not just the Lord, this is not just a master, but this is Yahweh. Yahweh is my shepherd. Now, tingnan po natin, saan ba po natin una nakita ito? Well, yung una po natin nakita itong word na Yahweh or I am, is actually in Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. This was the time when Moses was actually arguing with God. No? Nung tinawag siya ni Lord, and then he was trying to, you know, to talagang argue with God. Lord, paano naman maniniwala yung mga tao sa akin dito? You know, sino ba ako? Sino ba ako, Lord? You know, I'm not even sure of myself. Diba? Is that ang ni Moses? Lord, hindi ko alam kung Israelite ako eh. Eh, laki Egypt ako eh. Lord, hindi ko alam kung Israelite ako eh. Eh, 40 years na ako sa media eh. Sa media eh. So, I'm not really sure. And how will these people listen to me? I'm a nobody. I'm a runaway. I'm a murderer. So, I'm not needed in that of my people. Why would they listen to me? And God has to reintroduce himself to Moses. And this is what he said. Okay, in Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Sabi niya, God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel. And then yung last part po sabi doon, this is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. Whoa! Ano bang ibig ibig sabihin ng I am na to? Ano po talaga ang ibig sabihin ng Yahweh? Well, pag nakikita po natin yan, ito pong ibig sabihin niyan. Yahweh is actually means I am. I am. I am who I am. Okay, ibig ko sabihin niyan, na ito yung sinasabi ni God, na ito yung name na gusto kong matandaan ninyo. I am. So basically, what David is saying here now is not just a Lord, it's not just someone special, it's not just someone powerful who is a shepherd, but this is I am. I am is my shepherd. Ano ba pong ibig sabihin ng Yahweh? Well, ang ibig mo sabihin ng Yahweh is who was, who is, and who is to come. It's actually also been seen in Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. The one who is and always existed, does exist, and always exist. Okay? Minsan po, yung term na Lord, ang ginagamit po ng mga Israelites is the word Elohim. Kasi po, ayaw po nila talagang banggitin yung pangalan ni Lord. The name of God is so holy that they do not want to say the name Yahweh. So, pinapalitan po nila yan. Minsan po, pag Yahweh, imbis na sabihin nila Yahweh, sabihin nila Elohim. Elohim means the strong one. The circumstance maker. That's who he is. And another name that they would want to, you know, say instead of Yahweh is Adonai. Adonai means the destiny maker. You see, Yahweh is also a name that is so special to the people of Israel because it means God of the Covenant. When you go back to verse 15 of Exodus, ang sinasabi po doon, tell the people of Israel that I am the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the covenant maker God. He is the covenant keeping God. So ito yung sinasabi ni David. So let me rephrase that po. Rephrase po natin yung first part, no? Nung Psalm 23 verse 1. Kumbaga ito talaga yung sinasabi ni David. Para po lalo nating namnamin at maunawaan yung sinasabi ni David when he says, the Lord is my shepherd. Ito mong sinasabi niya. The circumstance maker is my shepherd. The destiny maker is my shepherd. The one who was, who is, and who is to come is my shepherd. The covenant maker is my shepherd. The covenant keeper is my shepherd. I am is my shepherd. You see, when you say I am, whenever God uses that name, I am, really what he's saying is, I am who you need me to be. Now, in our circumstances po ngayon, whatever circumstance we are in right now, he is I am. And he is our Lord. And I said, so if you are sick today, you know what God is saying to you? I am your healer. And if you are worried and in fear and in anxiety, you know, having this anxiety attack right now, the Lord is saying to you, I am your peace. If you're in lack, I am your provider. If you are grieving today, God is saying to you, I am with you today. I am. Please understand that I am not saying that David's life was filled with everything good. Hindi po eh. Yung buhay po ni David, masalimuot. Makulay. Okay, ang dami niya pong naging problema sa buhay. And yet, at the end of his life, he knew that the Lord, Yahweh, I am, is his shepherd. And because of that, I will not be in lack. I will not be in lack. See, amazing naman po, tingnan po natin yung pronoun po dito, na sabi niya, my shepherd. I. Ibig ko sabihin dito, David is actually sharing with us his personal experience. Personal po ito, na experience niya si Lord. Si Lord yung kanyang Lord, at si Lord ang kanyang shepherd. Going back po dun sa story kanina, na kinukwento ko sa inyo. You know, when that actor finished his recitation of Psalm 23, ang ingay-ingay po, di ba? And then yung kaibigan niya, tumahimik talaga lahat ng tao, hindi na alam kung paano sila magre-react. It was so quiet that it was almost embarrassing. So the actor actually stood up, went to his friend, and shook his hand. And then turned to the audience and asked this question. Do you know the difference between me and my friend? I know Psalm 23. He knows the shepherd. Let me say that again. The actor said, I know Psalm 23. But he knows the shepherd. I want to ask you the same question today. Do you know Psalm 23? Or do you know the shepherd? You see, how do we know that we know the shepherd? Well, John 10:27 says this. Let me read it to you. John 10:27. I want to read this to you because this is so important. Okay, here's another story of a shepherd willing to lay down his life for the sheep. And this is Jesus, actually. Jesus is our shepherd. Jesus is the great shepherd. And I hope that he is your shepherd. And how do you know if Jesus is your shepherd? Well, ito pong sinasabi ng verse 27. Verse 27 says, okay, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Two things for. If you think you are, you know, if you are a sheep that belongs to the Lord who is the shepherd, sabi diyan, you will listen to his voice and you will follow him. Whose voice have you been listening to? Alam po niyo, something very interesting about sheep, they only listen to the voice of their shepherd and their shepherd calls them by name. Pagka iba pong tumatawag sa kanila, hindi po sila sumusunod. Ang tanong ko po sa inyo, kanino pong boses ang pinakikinggan nyo? Sino pong shepherd ninyo ngayon? Yung po bang asawa ninyo? Yung po bang business ninyo ang shepherd ninyo? Yung po bang news ang shepherd ninyo o ang social media ang shepherd ninyo? O yung kaibigan ninyo? O yung pastor ninyo? O yung doktor ninyo? O yung close friends ninyo? Sino po ang shepherd ninyo? I hope that your shepherd is no other than Jesus. Because he is the great shepherd. He laid down his life for you and me so that he can provide for us. You know, if Jesus is not the shepherd of your life today, I would like to invite you to pray a simple prayer and ask him to come into your life. Because David experienced the provision of the shepherd because he belongs to the sheepfold of the shepherd. Would you like to have Jesus to be your shepherd and your provider? If you do, I just want you to pray the simple prayer. Pray the simple prayer from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, today I open my heart and ask you to be my shepherd and to ask you to come into my life. Forgive all my sins. Lord, help me to be dependent on you. Lord, help me to find myself helpless. Lord, help me, Lord, to find myself defenseless from the power of sin. Lord, help me, Lord Jesus, to see you as my shepherd who will provide salvation, provision, and peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you prayed that simple prayer, would you please connect with us? Okay, pwede niyo pong kunan yung ating QR code or you message us on our Facebook account. We want to help you in this decision that you made today. Psalm 23 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I want to pray for other people today. Maybe you're here today, maybe you are, you know, maybe you're worried, maybe you're grieving, maybe you are in fear. Or maybe you are in lack. God says, I am. I am who you need me to be. Why don't you just pray and ask God to be I am in whatever situation you're in right now? Because he is your provider. He is my provider. He is the Lord, the great I am. Lord, I pray that may you just be true in our lives today. Lord, may you be who you are that we need you to be. Lord, if we need peace, Lord, may you be our peace. Lord, may you be our righteousness. May you be our provider. May you be our peace. Lord, may you always be with us. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Lord bless you and hope to see you again next week.
Maraming salamat, Pastor Alfred, for that encouraging and reassuring message that the Lord is our good shepherd who watches over us and who always have our well-being in mind. Sa bawat psalm na sinusulat ni David, makikita po natin how close his relationship is with the Lord. And it is my prayer that we will see and know the Lord just as David did. Well, we hope that you were blessed in our worship service today. Bago po tayo magtapos, gusto po namin kayong invite to connect to the church through Victory Group. This will help us grow deeper in our walk with God. Meron po tayong Get Connected QR code that you can scan and fill out the information so that we can help you be part of a Victory Group. Also, we are here to stand with you in prayer. You may also scan this QR code for your prayer request, or you can directly message us here on Facebook. Paalala lang po sa ating lahat, we will be partaking of our communion next Sunday. So please prepare your bread and your juice for our communion. So thank you everyone for joining us in our worship service today. I hope that you were blessed with the message that we have heard. And let me just pray a prayer of blessing for everyone. May the Lord of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. See you again next Sunday for our online worship service. God bless and stay safe.